WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Brooklyn Weston here. Welcome back to Daily Stoic Power. Today, we're diving into something super important, mindful parenting. Ever feel like you're running on autopilot as a parent? You know that feeling when your kid throws a tantrum in the grocery store aisle and your first instinct is to just grab their hand and run? Yeah, been there. But what if I told you there's a way to navigate those moments with more calm, clarity, and maybe even a little bit of humor? Because let's be honest, parenting ain't always sunshine and rainbows. Being a parent is one of the most rewarding, challenging, and downright hilarious experiences you'll ever have. But in this crazy world we live in, it can be easy to lose sight of what really matters, connecting with our kids on a deeper level, guiding them with intention, and raising mindful humans who are prepared to face anything life throws their way. So, how do we do that? Well, let's break down 5 key takeaways that can help us become more present, patient, and effective parents. 1. Practice self-awareness. This one's a game changer. Before you even react to your kid's latest meltdown, because trust me, they will have them. Take a deep breath and check in with yourself. Are you feeling stressed? Anxious? Overwhelmed? Recognizing those feelings is the first step towards managing them. It's like hitting the pause button before the emotional roller coaster starts spinning. 2. Active listening. I know, this sounds obvious. But seriously, how often are we truly listening to our kids? Instead of just waiting for our turn to talk, try actively focusing on what they're saying, both verbally and non-verbally. Make eye contact, nod your head, ask clarifying questions, show them that you value their thoughts and feelings. 3. Emotional validation. This is huge. Kids need to know that their emotions are valid, even the big ones like anger or sadness. Instead of dismissing their feelings, try saying things like, "I understand you're feeling frustrated right now," or "It sounds like this is really upsetting you." By acknowledging their emotions, you create a safe space for them to express themselves openly and honestly. 4. Lead by example. Remember those stoic principles we talk about? Well, kids are sponges, they pick up on everything we do. So try your best to model the behaviors you want to see in them. Patience, calmness, resilience, empathy. When they see us handling our own emotions with grace and composure, it teaches them how to do the same. 5. Mindful connection. Carve out dedicated time for quality interactions with your kids. No screens, no distractions, just pure connection. Play games, read books together, have meaningful conversations. These moments of shared joy and laughter create lasting memories and strengthen your bond. Let me tell you a story about my own nephew, little Liam. He's 5 years old, full of energy, and has the most contagious giggle. One day, we were at the park playing tag, and he tripped and scraped his knee pretty badly. I could see tears welling up in his eyes, but instead of rushing to fix it or telling him to be tough, I knelt down beside him, made eye contact, and said, "Ouch, that looks painful. It's okay to feel sad when you get hurt." Then we talked about how his knee felt, what he could do to make it better, and even shared some funny stories about our own childhood scrapes. By acknowledging his feelings, validating his experience, and offering support instead of just trying to fix the problem, I created a space where Liam felt safe and understood. He calmed down quickly, we finished playing tag, and he even gave me a big hug. It's those small moments of mindful connection that make all the difference in raising resilient, emotionally intelligent kids who know they can always come to us for support. So, remember this. Mindful parenting isn't about being perfect. It's about showing up with intention, compassion, and a willingness to learn alongside our children. By practicing self-awareness, active listening, emotional validation, leading by example, and cultivating mindful connection, we can create a more loving and supportive environment where our kids can thrive. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one thing you're going to try this week to be more mindful in your parenting? Share your thoughts in the comments or send me a message on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. And remember, every day is a chance for growth and connection.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.